Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
Before ending this book, Solomon is going to give us one last enjoy life speech. Okay, he's been giving us those all through the book, again and again. He's going to give it one last time, but this time it zeroes in specifically on enjoy your youth. Enjoy youth. Verse 7. Light is sweet, and it is pleasing for the eyes to see the sun. In other words, it's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. It's good to be able to just wake up and experience daylight. That's what that's about. It's good to be alive. Verse 8, indeed, if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. That's crucial. Underline those last three words. In them all. Enjoy all your years. All of them. And the only way you can do that is to enjoy whatever stage of life you're in, right? While you're in it. And so often we miss everything. We miss the enjoyment of this stage of life because we're looking at grass is greener on some other stage of life. And we're thinking about that. People miss out on the joys of being young. You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. They don't understand enough to enjoy it. And so often they waste their teenage years wishing that they were older. I can't wait till I can drive. Can't wait till I graduate from, I can't wait till I get married. Can't wait till I have children. Can't wait till I get my dream job. Can't wait till my career is this and that. And by the time all that stuff happens, they've wasted half their life wishing they were older. And it's not much longer after that they start wishing they were younger. Oh, man, I wish I was young again. And so they waste their whole life wishing they were some different age. They miss out. So the preacher instructs us, however many years you live, enjoy them all. All of them, whatever stage you're in. You got to enjoy it while you're in it. Because it goes by fast, I'll tell you. Several years ago, I was online, I saw on Facebook some photos of my high school graduating class's reunion. They had some 20th reunion, 25th, whatever it was. I've never been to any of those reunions, so I thought, well, let's look at these people, see if I recognize them. And I'm looking at these pictures, like, what are these pictures? Who are these people in these pictures? And it's like a bunch of middle-aged people. And then I'm like, oh, right. I mean, they just look so old, but then I look in the mirror, I'm like, wow, I look older than them. And I couldn't believe those were my classmates. It didn't seem like I would be that far along in life yet. But I'll tell you, you got to enjoy. It goes by fast. You got to enjoy it while you have it. Enjoy your youth while you still have it. You say, too late. My youth is long gone. I can't. This isn't for me. Well, youth is a relative thing, isn't it? You might think, like, your youth is long gone, you got one foot in the grave, the other foot on a banana peel, you're about done, your years in this world are just almost over. But the reality is, however old you are, you're not as old as you're going to be. Right? Raise your hand if you expect to be quite a bit older 10 years from now than you are now. See? Bunch of spring chickens. You're all so young. And the point of that is, whatever decade of your life you're in now, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, 70s, the next decade coming up, there's going to be some challenges that you're not having to deal with right now. So enjoy it before those come. Whatever age you are. My mom, she started up her Bible study again now. Why? Well, because some of you ladies still haven't learned the things that she has to teach you, and she needs to get that done while she's still young enough to do it, because she's not going to be this young forever. Right? See, I think Ecclesiastes 11 it's not just for teenagers. It's not just for youth. It's if you're still breathing, then enjoy your life now, because things are just going to get harder and harder, and then you're going to die. And Solomon, he won't let us forget that. Verse 8, and let him remember the days of darkness, since they will be many. All that comes is futile. So darkness, I think that refers to death. Days of darkness, death. And those days will be many. You know you're going to be dead a long time. Did you know that you're going to spend more years dead than alive? And so enjoy the ones where you're alive. And he says, all that comes is futile. Everything connected with death is futility, which is connected to the fall and the curse, right? Have you noticed that You experience the fall all the way through your life, but it seems to be kind of weighted more heavily towards the end. It's like the closer you get to death, the older you get, the more you experience all the effects of the curse. So if you're going to be one of those people that thinks that, you know, religion is just for getting to heaven, you know, oh, why should you become a Christian? So that I can go to heaven. If that's the way you think, then we talked about that a few weeks ago. People hear that and think, well, I'm not planning on dying anytime soon. I'm young. I don't want to become a Christian now. If that's just for when you die, I want to enjoy life now. I want to enjoy my youth. And what he's saying here is, look, if you want to enjoy your youth, you better become a Christian. Because you need to, if you want to enjoy life and you want to enjoy youth, you need to do it the right way. You need to find a way to do it that's not going to backfire on you. And that's verse 9. Look at verse 9. Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad all the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. It's just like, whatever you want to do, do it. Whatever you see, grab it. Take advantage. Fulfill your desires. Just do what you want. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. And so he's reminding us once again, enjoy your life, but enjoy it in a way that you're not going to regret on judgment day. When you enjoy your youth, keep judgment day in mind. Remember that so that you enjoy it the right way and not the wrong way. Because that's the way that'll bring the most happiness. You're going to have to give an account on judgment day for the way that you enjoyed your youth. So don't forget that. Keep reward in mind and keep punishment in mind. Keep that in mind. In the way you enjoy things. Because someday you're going to be standing before the great throne. You're going to be standing before God himself. And he's going to ask you to give an account. And you're going to be standing there thinking, I'm so glad I enjoyed that meal at Cheesecake Factory the way I did. Because now I'm getting all this reward for enjoying it that way. So I enjoyed it the right way. I'm so glad that I enjoyed my house the way I did. Because now I'm getting all this reward for it. I'm so glad I enjoyed my wife the way I did. Because now I'm getting all this reward for it. But there will be other points where you're going to feel the horror of regret and say, "Ah, wish I wouldn't have enjoyed it that way. Because now I'm suffering loss and I've got regret and I enjoyed that in a way that dishonored and displeased God. And now I'm suffering horrible loss because of it." That's what we need to get. It's critical that we keep judgment day in mind so that we enjoy life the right way. In a way that doesn't backfire. And I'll get into more detail. I'll plan on talking about that more next time because he closes the book talking about Judgment Day. So hopefully next time we'll have time and I'll go through just blow by blow exactly what's going to take place on Judgment Day. So we can get into that in some detail next time. But for now, the point is just simply this. Enjoy life and do it in a way that you're going to be glad you did it that way when Judgment Day comes. Derek Kidner has a great statement. He says, "Joy was created to dance with goodness, not alone." That's profound. Joy and happiness dance with righteousness and holiness. God created them to go together. They're not separate. So don't ever think that God is somehow against enjoyment and pleasure. Don't ever think that enjoyment of life is somehow sub-Christian. Some Christians think that. Some of you came out of a legalistic background where you just were taught to think, if it feels good, you better repent because it must have been sin. You know? And so the goal of life ends up being just say no to everything. Just deny all your desires. Lots of self-denial. Just say no to everything that feels good. That is not honoring to God. That is not what God wants. That does not please Him. It doesn't glorify Him. God doesn't want that any more than your wife wants you to spend your whole marriage burning with passion for another woman and then somehow managing to control your impulses so that you say no to all your desires. Is she going to be satisfied with that? Do you think your wife would be happy if you came to her and said, "Don't worry, honey, I have developed so much self-control that I have come to the point where I have actually zero pleasure as a man"? What do you think she's going to say? "Oh, great job, honey. Excellent. Nice job." No. Does that honor her? No. Because what would that say to her? It would say, "I get no pleasure from you. I have no desire for you." And that's not what she wants to hear. What would be honoring to her? What would be honoring to her is if you had passionate desire for her and you were indulging your desire and you were fulfilled as a man. That's what would honor her. That's the same thing that honors God. God made marriage like that to teach us what it's like to deal with Him. He wants the same thing. He wants us to not to go through life denying ourselves what we desire most. Now, no question, there is a lot of self-denial self-denial involved in living a Christian life. But it's self-denial for the sake of a greater joy. He wants us to delight ourselves in Him and then to fulfill that desire, to run after it. That's why Augustine said, love God and do as you please. That's basically what he's saying in verse 9. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. Wherever you see, grab it, do it. Keeping judgment day in mind. Love God and do as you please. God wants us to be a passionate people that desire good things and then run hard after those things to fulfill them. That's why God so often leads us in life through desire. When you're seeking God's will, say, God, show me. Should I go to the right or the left? What should I do? And how many times does God answer that prayer through your desires?
I love that statement by Derek Kidner. Joy was created to dance with goodness, not alone. God wants to give you joy, and He wants to give it to you through His gifts, His good gifts. Of all the points in this sermon, today's podcast was the one that was the most encouraging to me. Enjoy your youth. And that point that no matter how old you are, you're still a lot younger than you'll be in 10 years, and you need to enjoy the relative youth that you have now for the next 10 years, the stuff that you can do now that you're not going to be able to do 10 years from now. You know, if you've got a pulse, that means God still has a purpose for you on this earth. It's not time for you to just kick back and cash it in and wait for the end. So ask yourself, what are some things that you could be enjoying now that you maybe won't be able to enjoy 10 years from now, and see if there's some changes you should make in your life so that you don't have regrets. Tune in again tomorrow. We're going to be talking about how to recover from grief. This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com, or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God.